Beryl, I heard something about you last night.
About me?
Yes, I heard you were the champion clog dancer of Lancashire.
Oh, George.
Would you do something for me, Beryl?
Oh, George.
Will you clog dance for me?
What, in front of all these people?
They can't see you. Go on, I'll have a word with them. Look, folks, she's a nice young woman, is Beryl, and I'd like to see her get away from this silly reporting business. Now, come on, give her a bit of encouragement. Give her a few applause for me. Come on. They are, Beryl. Now, go on, dance. They like it.
Do you think they will, George?
Of course. Go on. Now, have a little rest now, Beryl. Get your breath for next time. Beryl, come here. Can you see Johnny?
Oh, isn't he nice?
Nice fella, you know.
Charming.
It's not a bad band, either.
No, it's good.
Of course, Johnny doesn't have to do this for a living.
Is that so?
No, he's a very wealthy fella. He's got a lot of money.
You surprise me.
But he never likes people to know about it.
No?
Do you know, you could stop all night in a public house with Johnny and you wouldn't think he had a penny. You wouldn't. Look at that fella blowing whistle. He thinks he's one of the three little pigs. That's right. Get up, lads. Get up. Johnny, tell that fellow with trombone to blow it instead of sucking it. Hey, Beryl.
What?
Look at that fellow with the bass fiddle. Look, he's got it under his chin. I wonder where he'll put it next.